Sometimes a setback is a setup for the greatest blessings of all times. When challenges and issues come back to back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking me, something is attacking my journey.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Life is not fair. And that is the reality. Disease and accidents don't care if their victim is a good person. They have no reason, no justification, and no mercy. And you cannot stop it. So, what do you do? Are you going to get angry? Frustrated? Are you going to lash out at people? Are you going to start going down the spiral of negativity? Are you going to let the horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over, fall down, fall apart? Or are you going to face this issue with courage and resolution? I say step up. Be the one who people look to. Absorb the impact and the negativity. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. So fight on.
For a diamond to be produced, it has to go through extreme pressure, extreme heat. And if that wasn't enough, what makes a diamond is the cut. If you want to be a diamond, you must go through extreme pressure. If you can't take pressure, then you're not a diamond. After you go through all the pressure you thought you could not handle and you think it's over, then they turn on the heat. Listen to me very closely if you've ever studied the diamond. Once it goes through that type of pressure and it finally becomes a diamond, at that point you can't break it no more. I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life. But I know what it feels like and I can handle it. Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
You already in pain. Get a reward for it.
Life happens. Can you give me 120 despite everything that's going on? I never quit. I never stopped. I never gave up. We just kept doing what we're doing. In the midst of everything we're going through, I don't need you to talk negative. I don't need you to speak negativity. We are under dark times right now, but stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride and know that not only shall we overcome, many of us have already overcome. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not gonna be easy, but we have what it takes. It's in our DNA. Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
There's people in here far superior than me, but there's no one in here who will work harder than me. We get up at 5:30 in the morning, it's pissing rain outside. Our competition's sleeping. I love that.
I will not be outworked, period.
Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. While the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft. The commodity, the majority of people who aren't achieving the things that they want is strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
I might not be the fastest, the strongest, the smartest, none of that crap, but I'll outwork your ass and I flat out want it more than you. It's relentlessness, man. It's pushing past barriers. It's every time you get somewhere, it's wanting to go to the next level.
You guys are entitled to sh. What you're entitled to is an opportunity to show up and be your best. Everyone's like, oh, Craig, you're lucky. You got this, Craig. You're lucky. Everything you do is luck. Bullshit. Because before it was luck. It was a belief. And every day with no one watching at 5 in the morning by myself, I trained it because I believed in it. In hopes that one day my trained ability collided with an opportunity to show it off. That's what luck is. That's what success is. Nothing subjective in there. It's all you.
You got to look at how much you're working. You got to look at how much effort you're making, the intention you're putting out there.
You got to cross the line in life. You got to go where nobody else wants to go. You got to work the hours nobody else wants the hours.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided I'm going to be a player. I decided at some point I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am. I write these chapters.
You don't need the world's permission. You don't need anyone's permission to be great. Only permission you need is from that motherfucker who stares at you back in the mirror every day and a willingness to do the hard fucking work longer, harder, and better than anyone. So what are you going to do? Are you going to buy another success program looking for the secret recipe that doesn't exist? Or are you going to go do something right fucking now and do something that brings you closer to greatness? That's your choice.
Discouragement can creep in secretly and tell you life is not worth living. If you listen at discouragement, you will wonder if you're ever going to get out of what you're into. There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away. But don't make a permanent decision over a temporary circumstance. If you don't like where you're at, don't worry about it. It's just a step. You don't like how you feel right now? Stop crying. It's just a step. Don't deviate. All you have to do to win this battle is stay on track. You can't judge your life by where you are in this moment. Do you not know that where you are will pass? What you're worried about will pass? Don't you understand that one day you're going to look back and laugh at the thing that kept you up all night? Don't you understand that it's not nearly as major as you thought it was? You can live without your house. You can live without your car. You can live without your friend. You can live without your husband. You can live without your wife. I measure the value of a man by how hard he presses. How hard you press tells me how hard you hit. Energy is measured by motion. That's why the devil wants you to sit. Sit down. Shut up. And feel sorry for yourself. But you ought to blow the devil's mind this morning. Just when he think he got you down, you ought to shock him and press. You better not start crying on the steps. You better not give up on the steps. You better not collapse on the steps. I don't care whether it's sunshine or rain, pleasure or pain. When you get up in the morning, put your pants on and press.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient. 10 times more efficient. 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get. It's completely off the charts.
I need you to confront you. I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You're not going to keep procrastinating. You're not going to keep thinking like that. I need you. You're not. You're not going to continue to sabotage me. You're not.
I get frustrated with humans when somebody's late and they upset. I get frustrated with humans when somebody borrows money for you and you don't pay it back and you upset. I get upset with humans when you go out to eat and they don't bring your food out the way you want your food out and you are so upset and you let them have it, but then you disappoint you when you don't let you have it. You give you a pass. You give you a pass. You are not where you're supposed to be financially, and you gave yourself a pass. You know you better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. It's time you punish you. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. Hold you accountable and don't let you off the hook. I want you to challenge you this year to do something you've never done before, to have something you've never had before.
Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life require all in effort. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path. What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time f***ing off, and you think you're gonna be somewhere, and you're not. You have to dedicate every f***ing breath, every f***ing ounce of energy, and every f***ing thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be. Because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get f***ing used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your f***ing limits are non-existent.
You know who's gonna bail you out? You know who's gonna come and rescue you? You know who's gonna come and save the day? No one. Nobody's gonna lift the weights for you. Nobody's gonna do the pull-ups for you. Nobody's gonna go out and put in the road work for you. You gotta do all that yourself. Now I know in the morning, got that blanket, giving you a warm hug, and you got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay, telling you stay just a little longer. But don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything. Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. People ask me what I do when I get those little feelings running around. Well, let me tell you what I don't do. I don't tell everybody. As a matter of fact, I don't even let those words run around inside my own brain housing group. I keep it secure, lock it down. It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it. Don't really want to work out? I work out. Don't really want to hammer on a project? I hammer on a project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed? I get up and get out of bed. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the projects. Get out of bed.
And by going through the motions, you overcame that weakness, the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path. You stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the war path.
Commit yourself to 15 years. Commit yourself to 20 years. Don't try to look at it as a one-year thing or two-year thing. That's where most people fuck up. It takes real fucking time and real commitment. It takes a conscious effort to be more valuable, to be better than the next guy every single day. Focus down, lock down, commit to something for 10 fucking years to be great at it. And guess what? Wherever you are in 10 years, it's gonna be a hell of a lot better than where you are now. There is no easy way, and only motherfuckers that win long term are the ones that are willing to do the shit that they know they need to do when they don't feel like fucking doing it.
What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? What if you get weak along the way and you throw in a towel on yourself, you surrender? What then? A lot of people become discouraged, they become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
If somebody came and knocked you down, boom, and ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, Eric, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you're still on the ground after 20 years? You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. You don't belong at the bottom. And it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me. I can. I will. I must. I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS. I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards. Go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam. Go again. Will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through. Some stuff you got to will your way through.
This is not a year that you're going to be doing a lot of talking. This is the year for grinding. This is not the year of dreaming. We're not dreaming no more. We're not wishing no more. We're not watching other people ride the ride no more. This is our year where we don't need phenomenal skill. We just need a phenomenal will. So they're going to say no when you knock on the door. I will. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I will. I will. I must.
It's not easy out there. People are always saying you can't, that you shouldn't, that you're not smart enough, not good enough. This world, it beats you up again and again until eventually most people, they just stop trying. But you're not like that. You're a fighter. You always have been.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
It's hard living. Life is hard.
Life is not easy at all. There's going to be challenges. You're going to get beat down.
And that tough situation is making you want to stop.
And you will fail sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay as long as you get back up.
Take that next step. Keep moving forward.
And no matter what, do not quit.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be, the shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here. Once you begin to know who you are, once you discover this power, the perfect essence of who you are, that's in all of us, that's permeating our being, that enable us to be the directors of our lives. It will set you free from believing, I can't see myself doing any better. That you truly can live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, and that you can make it in what are called the worst of times. Tough times never last, but tough people do. And you are tough. You're made of some special stuff. There was nobody here before you. You brought something here that was not here before you showed up. Guess what? Nobody's going to do your work for you. Nobody's going to write your book for you. That has been given to you to do. You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. Not over till I win. Not over till I get through. Not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. That's how you got to do that. You've got to have that kind of courage, that type of determination. If you want to make it happen, it's you.
You made it, class of 2018. You here. By a show of hands, said, this will not define me. This very thing I'm experiencing will refine me. Those things will come true. Some of you sitting in front of me right now, you're not really sure what you want to do and where you're going to go in life. Let me tell you something. You work on being the absolute best version you can be of yourself, and everything else is going to fall into place. So now I see myself traveling. I've been to South Africa about 6-7 times the past few years. I've been to Australia 3-4 times the past few years. Like India, I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. Come on, y'all. I got kicked out of this school. I went to another school and failed over and over again. Drug and alcohol abuse. But my condition was not my conclusion. Where you are right now is just the beginning. And there is so much more that you will have and experience. There was so much more that you're supposed to have. Everything that you attain to have, you can have it. But all you gotta do is stand up and say, I want success. Stand up and say, I want value. Stand up and say, I wanna have an impact and be everything that this school and my family has prepared me to be. But more importantly, be everything that I've been created and called to be. And when you do that, my young friends, I will see you at the top. God bless you all.
To us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. If somebody gave you a guarantee, 30-day guarantee, in 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was going to make, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down.
You keep saying you ain't on the next level because of the economy. You keep saying you ain't in the next level because it ain't the season. You keep saying you ain't in the next level because the opportunity ain't there. The truth of the matter is that you ain't there because you ain't there.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you gotta be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
That's the problem with some of you. You always want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more alcohol, no more, no, we working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. We tired of this 60% you. We tired of this crying you, this complaining you. We tired of this version. Greatness is in you. You are here. You here. Leave your go-go mark. You here. Do something. So whatever you gotta do, you do it. And there are those of you who were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. It's time for you to cut average. It's time for you to cut good so you can finally get to great. There are no excuses. You cannot cheat success. You gotta work for it. You gotta breathe it. You gotta sleep it. You gotta eat it. You gotta put forth 120%. I didn't get here making excuses. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. It only takes one extra push-up. It only takes one extra mile. It only takes one extra grade. It only takes one extra effort. It only takes one extra something to get you to where you're trying to get to. And the goal is, you gotta go a little further than the man who's trying to get what you're trying to get. And can't nobody stop me but me. For some of you, when you do what you do, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Every opportunity, I'm still nervous because the day you become content, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you. You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it.
You are not where you're supposed to be because of you. It's all you.
You tell yourself lies. Reasons. I'm too tired. I need to rest. I'm too hungry. I'm too full. Something else is more important. I don't have time. Lies, 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 lies. People ask where discipline comes from. I tell them it comes from within. But there's a deeper level. Discipline comes from the truth, the framework of discipline. And if you lie to yourself, you will not find discipline. The truth is that you know. You know you could do more. You know you could be more. That's what's driving you crazy. All your excuses are lies. The truth will set you free. The truth delivers discipline. But the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done. Don't really want to work out? I work out. Don't really want to hammer on a project? I hammer on a project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed? I get up and get out of bed. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the projects. Get out of bed.
Anybody can do the shit they want to do when they feel like doing. Anybody could show up to work and give 100% when they're in the mood to do so. But what happens on the days that you don't feel like killing? What happens on the days you don't feel like going to the gym? What happens on the days that you don't feel like getting out of bed? Because those are the fucking days that are going to define where you end up in your life. Nobody wakes up in the morning every day of their life fired up. The reason I'm successful is because I execute whether I have the fucking fire or whether I don't have the fucking fire. And that's discipline. That's discipline to do the shit that you don't want to do because you know it needs to be fucking done.
Do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a fucking run. Commit to one day and see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep. Well, your day's already provided something for you. Mentally, you'll feel like, wow, man, that was fucking a lie. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable, we shouldn't do this, you say, yes, motherfucker, I'm going to introduce myself to it.
When we talk about regret, I can 1,000% guarantee you that how you feel about your life at the end of your time here is going to come down to your ability to cultivate discipline. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
Because we are what we repeatedly do every day. Therefore, excellence is not an accident, but a habit. It's habitual. It's in us every single day. The people that are top movie stars over and over and over again, that's not lucky. They train it to win it, to earn it, over and over again.
You gotta do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it.
The battle. The battle is actually in your head. You're not gonna hear noises, you're not gonna hear gunfire, you're not gonna hear any explosions. It's not that kind of battle. What's in your head is weakness and laziness, and they're not attacking, they're sneaking around. They're poisoning the strength in your brain.
You are putting things off because in the short term, it's easier, it's more comfortable, it's more pleasurable to be distracted or to indulge yourself doing something else than it is to sit down and do the actual work to create the outputs that matter when they are needed.
And I know what it's like to tell yourself, I'm gonna start on Monday. And then for the next 5 days, you gorge yourself, or you're extra lazy, or you treat yourself extra much because you know you're gonna do it this time, and this time I'm serious, and this time I'm for real, and I'm gonna get it done. Except you're not, and you know you're not. And if you really want it to change, and if you really want to make a change, and you really want to be different, and you really want it to be this time, start fucking now. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night. Do something productive towards what it is you're trying to become. Because I can tell you right now, for sure, that the people who tell themselves, I'm going to start Monday, never fucking start Monday.
All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go, and procrastination dies. So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Stop waiting for something to move you and move yourself. Every day, move yourself. In the morning, move yourself. In the afternoon, move yourself. At night, move yourself. Be very intentional and very deliberate about moving yourself. You control your feelings. Don't nobody else control your feelings. So when you tell me I ain't feeling it no more, it don't got nothing to do with something external. It's something internal that you ain't pushing no more. You push you. You gotta move you. Every single day, if you get to a point in your day and you down and out, if you get to a point in your day and you exhausted, you get to a point in your day and you're not feeling it, you can stop right there and change the mood. Nothing controls you. You control your feelings. You control your mood. Don't nobody control your mood. You saw something that threw you off? Well, see something that throw you back on.
The only way to get out of the mental trap is to stop thinking and actually start doing it. Because all the research shows that if we can push you to get started on something, you'll likely keep going.
It's a matter of not making a decision. Little things you're putting off, do it. And do it right now. I know you've got other things. Do it. When you make a decision to do something, you flip your brain onto the frequency that you have to be on to do it. You don't have to know how to do it. You only have to know you're going to do it.
I want you to literally just commit that you wake up and every single damn day, you push yourself to take one small action forward. Every day for a fucking week. That's it. Don't think about the bigness of it. Actually start doing it.
There's always going to be a reason to wait. There's always going to be something that is inconvenient for you to work through. There's always going to be a busy schedule. It's always going to be that way. You have to fucking work through it. There's always going to be a reason for you to do what it takes now if you want it bad enough. But a lot of you motherfuckers just don't want it. And unless you're committed 100%, you just aren't going to make it. The processes of success are always inconvenient in the beginning. They don't stay that way. If you stick with it, if you give it time, if you work through the inconveniences, they become habit. They are done with passive effort, passive thought. It's just something automatic. And if you can create automatic actions that are positive in your life, you're going to create automatic winning.
Where will you be in your business, in your life in 36 months? Not because you hope, because you decide. If there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. You didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life. It may have seemed impossible one time, so how did you do it? You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted, and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows. So why don't we tap into that power now for your business and life?
So many people have lost their day, and thus their week, and thus their month, and thus their year, and thus their whole life's agenda to distraction. What are some things you need to immediately stop doing in your life? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? What do you need to stop doing to take back control of life? Also, what do you need to start doing? And what do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be on your A game? Discipline buys you freedom to do what you want.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
There is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that will make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old motherfuckers pulling them off the game plan. You're going to have to get real fucking comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you want to win, whether it's this year or next year or fucking ever, you're going to have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase 2 rabbits and catch both of them. So you put your attention on one and go after it. You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me. Meditate on this stuff. Focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is going to go. I need you to take ownership of your thoughts. I need you to say with me, this is my mind. These are my thoughts. I control what I think. Not the circumstances, not the situations. I control what I think. I choose where I'm going. And I will use my thinking. I will use my thoughts to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
You gotta get tired of losing.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? Poverty sucks. Make no mistake about it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. And let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
You got to be fearless. You got to be relentless.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
But you got to understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
You're going to do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
You will fail. You will likely fail often. It will be painful. It will be discouraging. At times, it will test you to your very core. It will not be easy.
It's all right to fail as long as you fail forward. It's all right, but I need you to have heart, because there's some things you just can't get without perseverance.
When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that will come from it. Mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Didn't get funded? Good. We own more of the company. Didn't get the job you wanted? Good. Go out, gain more experience, build a better resume. Got injured? Good. Needed a break from training. Got beat? Good. We learned. Unexpected problems? Good. We have an opportunity to figure out a solution. That's it. When things are going bad, don't get all bummed out, don't get startled, don't get frustrated. No. Take that issue, take that setback, take that problem and turn it into something good. Go forward. If you can say the word good, it means you're still alive. It means you're still breathing. It means you've still got some fight left in you. So get up,
dust off, reload, recalibrate, re-engage, and go out on the attack.
I challenge you to see your problems as a great thing. I challenge you to start being thankful that you have the opportunity to grow, get stronger, get more focused, get more skilled, and kick more ass because of every hardship you face.
It's hard, then handle it. You got to fortify yourself and say, come on with it. I've got to step into it.
Just find an excuse to win. Keep going.
If you're going to be successful in this game, you got to have a dog within you. You got to know it's a dog fight, and you got to go get that fight. Life ain't going to be easy. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. You still got to go to work. You still got to compete against everybody in your industry. Life's still going to happen while you trying to blow up.
I want to know what the I'm made of. I want to know what I can overcome. And I know from experience that the harder the task to overcome, the more strength I'm going to gain from it. These are the days that test your fortitude. They test your endurance, your grit, your dedication, your determination, your mental toughness, your character. You are testing your ability to do something. And that something is something critical to your dreams. At the very moment when everything in you wants to do absolutely nothing, when you'd rather die than send another email or take another phone call or talk to another human, you gotta get the job done. It's an opportunity to prove what you're made of. It's an opportunity to prove you are what you say you are in your head. When you look in the mirror and you say, there goes a bad motherfucker, you actually believe it.
What you become in the process is more important than the dream. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. You know it was hard, but you did it hard.